Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Of the four candidates looking to be elected mayor of Boston this fall, three have experience in city government. The fourth candidate is basing his campaign on his detachment from government. This morning, we continue our profiles of the candidates as we meet businessman Kevin McRae. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reports McRae is relishing his role as the candidate most voters have never heard of.
How you doing?
Kevin McRae is knocking on doors in Roslindale.
I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm Kevin McRae. I'm running for mayor. How you doing?
McRae pulls out a flyer from his clipboard and hands it to the man. The flyer says, Kevin McRae, time for a change.
What are you, a newcomer here?
I'm a newcomer. I'm an outsider.
I've
been running my own business for the last 20 years.
McRae owns Wabash Construction, a contracting company based in the South End. He's a compact man with red hair, a round face, and a polite smile. And one thing you notice when you spend time with him, people relax around McRae. They talk.
The mayor don't want to give up the job, I guess.
You think?
Tough to beat.
Sometimes I think we're only taking him out of there in a coffin.
I don't know. This time I think it's going to be tough. Maybe after this one you might have a better shot. Mm-hmm.
Canvassing with McRae often goes like this. People have no clue who he is. He shares his story, then tosses out some sort of incendiary comment about Mayor Tom Menino.
He's not doing things to make friends. You know, it might be risky for a political career, but it's good for the city.
Steve Wintermeyer is an independent financial consultant and a friend of McRae's.
He will come out and say what he thinks and what's on his mind. And you know, I don't think you have to go any further than his blog to see that. That may not be so good, but again, he's not a politician.
But he is running for political office. Specifically, he says, to bring good governance to City Hall. And McRae says that casting himself as the anti-Menino outsider helps get his message heard.
How you doing, sir? I'm good. Kevin McRae. I'm running for mayor. Nice to meet you.
Anybody's better than Dumbles.
McRae nods his head as he circles this address on his clipboard.
It was good his first couple of terms, but he takes care of his buddies and that's it.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks very much. Have a nice day.
All right. Nice to meet you, Kevin.
Kevin McRae was born in Brighton in 1967. His mother is a third-generation Bostonian. His father grew up on a Midwestern farm, but moved to Massachusetts to attend MIT. The eldest of three children, McRae says his childhood was pretty normal until he turned 10. That's when his parents divorced and his mother moved the children up to Vermont. At 14, McRae moved to Indiana to be with his father.
My father picked me up at the airport and said, by the way, I got remarried.
He expected to live with his father in Indianapolis, but instead, his dad drove him to a house his family owned in Columbus, Ohio.
So I actually was living by myself when I was 14, and he'd come back every couple weeks or so and fill up the fridge and with food and take me out to dinner and a movie and say, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Eventually, his father and stepmother reluctantly let him move in. He bounced around six different high schools in 3 years. McRae says he's never forgotten that difficult time, a time when a lot of people he admired let him down. McRae's father, once his hero, had failed him. His other heroes, chess master Bobby Fischer and baseball player Pete Rose, had failed him too. Rose was banned from baseball. Fischer became a fugitive and an anti-Semite.
You put heroes up on a pedestal, unfortunately, too often, we're disappointed in them.
McRae says he's been a watchdog against failure and disappointment in both individuals and in government ever since. Even though he'd spent years in Vermont and Indiana, McRae calls Boston his real home. He'd put himself through college as a carpenter, and when he finished school, moved back and started a contracting business here. McRae specializes in historic renovations. His big break came when one of his early clients was looking to launch a residential real estate development firm and needed a contractor. They went into business together.
Let me see what we need.
Even though he complains that politics is run by a bunch of rich white guys, McRae is now a rich white guy himself. The real estate holdings put his net worth at several million dollars. 10 years ago, he bought a South End row house for $300,000, but a gut rehab and a decade of sweat equity later, and the house is now valued at over $2.2 million. Norris Joseph did most of the carpentry on McRae's house.
No, he's a good guy. He's got his ways, but he's a good, really good guy.
He's got his ways?
Yeah. He's very strict on certain things, you know.
Perhaps at times, too strict, especially when it comes to McRae's harsh critique of city government. Here's his sister, Boston lawyer Megan McRae.
Sometimes I talk to him about, you know, sometimes things don't work well because there's a compromise there. And a compromise doesn't mean a bad person got something that they wanted. Sometimes it's two good people with competing interests. And I thought he would have a hard time understanding that.
But one of McRae's biggest beefs with city government is his belief that some people are getting what they want behind closed doors. Following a failed 2005 run for city council, McRae sued the council for violations of the state's open meeting law. McRae won, then set his sights on the mayor's office.
If you want to melt down what it is that I want to do at City Hall, it's to make it transparent so that the citizens can decide where they want to spend their money.
His Total Transparency Project, as he calls it, extends to the Boston Redevelopment Authority, which he would replace with a larger city planning office. McRae would reform public education as well, in part by ending busing. McRae's candidacy has been called fringe and long shot. He's a self-styled political gadfly and a governmental watchdog. But the one thing McRae says he's not is a politician.
And the reason is because I don't care. Here, the difference is, I don't need the power. I don't want the power. I don't care for the power. And there's better people than me for running the city. My three opponents aren't them. That's the problem.
Then again, by McRae's standards, hardly anyone would qualify. But that's why McRae says he's running, to inspire good people back into government, he says, as he shoulders a half dozen 2x4s onto his truck, then drives off to a job site. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.